This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, February 9th, 2011. And it's been a big week for hockey in El Paso with the strangest scheduling we've ever seen, all caused by Mother Nature. Opening up against the Texas Junior Brahmas on Super Bowl Sunday, continuing Monday and Tuesday evenings, and the Rhinos coming out on top each time. Yet it's a short turnaround. This weekend, the New Mexico Renegades come to town with revenge on their minds. But something's different, and what it is, the new guys in town. Got on the phone to Matt Treach, Juan Tejas, and Mike Fazio, each of whom showed up here during the 2011 part of the season, and let's find out what they're chirping about. Matt Treach, you're one of the new guys here in town. You showed up a little bit over a month ago. And what's it like to come into town and all of a sudden, instantly, you're on a playoff team?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I couldn't have been traded to a better organization and team. And, you know, we're having a lot of success, so we're really excited for the playoffs. And we're going to do the best we can, and it'll be good.
You seem very excited about things, but the question now becomes, how does that excitement for Matt Treach turn into productivity? And I believe I have interviewed you down once or twice as one of the three stars of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to be an exciting player and, you know, use my tools, like my speed and everything to, you know, put the puck in the net and help our team win. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Well, from up in the broadcast booth, Duke and I are having some fun watching you because we're seeing a very aggressive, and by aggressive, we mean take the puck at the other team type player. What about the adjustments you made coming into the Rhinos team? How long did it take a person with your talent and your years of experience to make the switch and put it in high gear?
It took me about a weekend, I think. I had to feel the first few games out, but since then, you know, gotten a lot of help from my teammates, and it's been a little easier adjusting, and, you know, I feel like I get better and better each game, so just going to keep on rolling and keep working hard and keep producing.
Well, you talk about producing productivity. That series against the Texas Junior Brahmas, you played it on different days. We had the weather problem here in El Paso, but each one of those games was unique, and that's no understatement. What are some of the lessons you learned playing those guys this week? And, you know, there's always that chance in about a month you're meeting them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts of both games, you know, that our team really turned on the gas and, you know, brought it to them. And when we did that, you know, we would score a lot and be up by a lot. But there's also parts of the game where we kind of let our foot off the throttle. And we got to learn how to, you know, play at one level all the time and, you know, keep the foot on the gas, start to finish. And if we do that, then we'll have no trouble and we'll blow most teams out of the water. So,
well, it's good to have that confidence, but you've got a team coming in New Mexico. And why do I have a feeling the coach is telling you guys not to take them lightly?
Yeah, well, you know, whenever we do that, you know, any team can beat any team on any day. So, I mean, you take one game off and it could, you know, put you down 2 points, and we need every point we can get to put ourselves in the best spot going into playoffs. So, I mean, every game is extremely important to our players, and we're not going to take any games off, and we'll have success if we just stick to our plan.
And we're on the phone now with Rhino center Juan Tejas, another new addition just in time for the playoff run. And Juan, you're coming in. You're from the Metroplex area. What's it like to go right to a team that's right in the middle of everything when it comes to playoff hockey?
I like it. I like being in the competitive race here. It's never fun to either be, you know, way out in front or way behind. It's nice to, you know, always have to work for what you get.
And taking a look at that work, what do you notice about the work ethic of the El Paso Rhinos, especially as you guys are on a tear and really looking for that home ice advantage?
Well, I just noticed that, you know, we're just trying to practice like we play. We're always just just, you know, going through game situations and practice, doing battle drills. We're just always going hard because we know that, that home ice advantage is so important in the playoffs.
Yourself as a centerman, and I'm talking to the new guys with this question to each of you, what's it like to make the adjustment? You're the center guy. You got to win those draws or most of them. How much effort does it take to really get in sync, so to speak, with your new teammates?
You know, it's always difficult coming to a new team, but I really try and practice to just kind of watch, see what guys' tendencies are. Because, you know, you have guys who like to stay at home, other guys who like to fly the zone. So, you know, I'm trying to get to know the guys that I play with so I can complement their styles. And I think it's really an important part of coming to a new team.
You mentioned complementing the styles. What is it that Juan Tejas brings to the El Paso Rhinos?
I feel like I'm more of a defensive forward, even though they told me that they're looking for someone to produce when they brought me in here. So I've been trying to adjust a little bit, but, you know, at heart I'm more of a defensive type of guy. I'm playing high in the zone, break the puck out, you know, just trying to spring the wingers on a rush. So, I mean, that's kind of what I look to do.
Well, you've got a busy February coming up. You came off that strange schedule because of the weather here in El Paso. You're on a 3-day break and then right back on the ice against New Mexico. Hey, just a 3-day break, I said. How's that get into your thinking, and are you guys ready for the challenge?
You know, I don't really mind it, because if you weren't playing games, we'd still be practicing just as hard. So it doesn't really affect me too much. We had a day off today, and so it'll be like, it's no big deal in my mind. I mean, playoff times are coming. We're going to always be ready to work hard no matter how long a break you got. So I don't really mind it at all.
And one of the newer additions for the El Paso Rhinos is forward Mike Fazio. Mike comes in. He's from the Chicago area, but most recently laced him up in Bismarck, way up north in the Dakotas. And, Mike, you got to admit, the weather here in El Paso must have reminded you of Bismarck a little bit this past week.
Yeah, it was pretty chilly here. Not as warm as I heard, but still a lot better than Bismarck was.
And speaking of things that are a lot better, you jumped onto a team that's right smack in the middle of playoff-style hockey. For all practical intents and purposes, this team is somewhere in the playoffs. But what's that feeling like, knowing that you're going from a team and to a winning team?
It's a good feeling. I mean, just to know that everyone's on board and that the team's rolling already. So it takes a little bit of pressure off to know that you're going to be getting ready for playoffs pretty soon.
What about the contributions that you feel you can make for the Rhinos well into this playoff run?
I don't know. I'm just going to go out there and give her for 60 minutes every night, and hopefully everything will go the right way.
And for yourself, and I've asked this question to the other guys also, it's, you know, you're with the team for a while. You know where everybody is at every moment. Where are you in that learning curve with the Rhinos and the timing, the passing, everything that's important? How do you feel about the progress you're making there?
Pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of the same hockey as, you know, wherever you go. So, I mean, it's just, you know, new players and new faces, just kind of getting used to everybody.
And yourself, Mike, your expectations. You've got New Mexico coming up this weekend. Down the road, you got the Boulder Bison, and after that, playoff hockey, the expectations Mike Fazio is setting for Mike Fazio. What are they?
I don't know, being more of a team guy. I don't know. I mean, I guess just getting the job done in any situation and helping the Rhinos get 2 points each night.
That's El Paso Rhino forward Mike Fazio, along with forward Juan Tejas and left winger Matt Treach, the new guys in town. And a reminder, fans, the New Mexico Renegades coming down I-25 and I-10 to try to serve up some revenge against the Rhinos. Friday and Saturday face-off, 7:30. Sunday at 5:30. And you know what? We'll see you there. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.